KJAN Sports.
It is time to check sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Well, the Iowa High School Athletic Association released the football schedules for the next two seasons yesterday. According to the state, there are 311 schools scheduled to play varsity football in the next two seasons. 266 of those schools will play 11-player. The rest will play 8-man. Schools in classes 4A, 3A, 2A, 1A, and A submit a non-district priority list of the opponents they'd like to face outside of district play. 8-player schools have all 9 games scheduled for them. The Iowa High School Athletic Association said that 183 schools received all 4 matchups on their priority lists, and 93.6% of schools received 3 or more of the matchups that they requested. No teams are scheduled to have 3 consecutive home or away games unless it was requested by the school, and all programs will continue to have 9 home and 9 away games through that 2-year cycle. Now, some of the key dates for this next season, the 2018 season, week 0 is Thursday, August 16th and Friday, August 17th. The first week of competition for most schools will be Thursday, August 23rd and Friday, August 24th. The first round playoff games are set for Friday, October 26th, while the finals are November 15th and November 16th for this coming season, the 2018 fall season. Just as an example, the Atlantic boys football team will be competing in Class 2A for the next 2-year cycle. As they drop down a class, their schedule looks like this for this coming season. They'll open up on August 24th in a game on the road at Saydell, then play 2 consecutive home games against Creston and Clarinda. They'll finish off their non-district schedule on the road at Harlan before playing their 5 district games. At home against Kemper Catholic, at home against OABCIG, on the road at Greene County and at Shenandoah, and then ending the regular season at home against Red Oak this coming fall. Well, basketball play continued in 3 of the postseason tournaments last night. In men's NIT Round 3 play, it was Western Kentucky beating Oklahoma State 92-84. Utah upset St. Mary's of California in overtime 67-58. In the CIT Round 3, it was Illinois-Chicago over Austin Peay 83-81. Northern Colorado beat San Diego 86-75. In the CBI tournament in Round 3 play, North Texas beat Jacksonville State 90-68. Men's basketball tournament play today sees NCAA action continue with Sweet 16 play in the West and South regionals. In the West Regional, at the Staples Center tonight, Texas A&M will face off against Michigan in the first game, followed by Gonzaga and Florida State in the nightcap. In the South Region, at Phillips Arena, it'll be Loyola Chicago facing Nevada in the first game, and Kansas State playing Kentucky in the second game there this evening. CIT Round 3 play continues tonight with Sam Houston State at Texas San Antonio, and in the CBI in Round 3 tonight, Campbell is at San Francisco in action this evening. Well, the Big East Conference has recommended replacing the NBA's so-called one-and-done rule with a none-or-two requirement in college basketball. The conference is also seeking NCAA regulation of agents and the creation of an elite player unit to focus on players with realistic aspirations of playing in the NBA. The Big East recommendations come a week after a similar report by the Pac-12 for the NCAA's Commission of College Basketball. The commission was created in response to a federal investigation into corruption in college basketball. In other basketball news, DeAndre Ayton is one and done at Arizona. The Wildcats freshman has announced that he's giving up his college eligibility to enter the upcoming NBA draft. He's expected to be a lottery pick in the draft, if not the first overall selection. The 7'1", 260-pound Ayton was named the Pac-12 Player of the Year this season after averaging 20 points and 11.5 rebounds. Also at Tucson, Sean Miller is off the list of potential coaches at Pitt. The Wildcats head coach says he isn't a candidate for the Pitt vacancy created when Kevin Stallings was fired earlier this month. In other college hoops news, Louisville has let David Padgett go after one season as the Cardinals' interim men's basketball coach. Padgett went 22-14 and guided the team to the NIT quarterfinals. He was elevated from assistant to interim coach after the school placed coach Rick Pitino on unpaid administrative leave following its acknowledgement that it was being investigated in a federal corruption probe of college basketball. Dana Ford is the new head coach at Missouri State after four seasons at Tennessee State. Ford led the Tigers to a 52-39 mark over the last three seasons, following a 5-26 record in his first campaign. Ford replaces Paul Lusk, who was fired after going 105-121 in seven seasons. North Carolina State coach Kevin Keats says sophomore Omar Yurtseven intends to pursue a professional career or transfer. Yurtseven averaged 13.5 points and over 6 rebounds a game for the Wolfpack. Wake Forest says redshirt junior Keyshawn Woods is leaving that program. The guard will graduate in May and either begin his professional career or play next season elsewhere as a graduate transfer. Ahmad Wagner is leaving the Iowa basketball program, but he could still remain a Hawkeye. Wagner announced Monday that he's going to pursue the sport of football, and one of the people that he's talked to is Hawkeye offensive coordinator Brian Ferentz.
They've been very respectful, and, I'm at this moment just taking in any consideration of who would be willing to give me a chance. Just listening to anybody who wants to give me an opportunity to play at their organization. I'm open for things, and that's why I'm just going to take it in right now and listen to people's offers and just talk to my parents and people close to me about the right decision.
Joining the Iowa program would give Wagner 2 years of eligibility. Transferring to another Division I school would mean he would have to sit out a year and then have just one season of football.
I am comfortable with Iowa. Iowa's always treated me well. Everybody here, coaching staff, people, everybody's been wonderful since I've been at Iowa. So that's always important. And, everything's going to go into consideration when I make my decision. Sitting out, being able to play right away, all that's going to go into whatever school I decide.
Wagner says he will wait and see what opportunities he gets before deciding on a school.
I want to get in the program as soon as possible, but I'm not going to rush any decisions. I'm just going to right now take my time, focus on my academics, and make sure everything is intact. So when I do make my decision, I know it's the right one, and I have nothing really to hold me back.
Wagner says football has always been in the back of his mind since he earned All-State honors as a senior in Ohio, but it was something he didn't really seriously consider until the end of this past basketball season. Expectations at Iowa State are high as they have been in years, as high as they've been in years, as the Cyclones opened up spring drills Wednesday. ISU is coming off an 8-5 season, including a Liberty Bowl victory in Matt Campbell's second year as the head coach.
It's been 9 weeks of an off season, which I thought there's been a lot of growth since we've been able to get back. Again, we're such a young team in a lot of ways, and I think you see the bodies change of a lot of guys, which is certainly positive. And to be able to get out on the practice field, we need these 15 practices to continue the growth that you saw at times even through the bowl game. So really good day today, day one, but obviously a lot of work for us to do.
Campbell says this is a critical time of the year for teams to develop.
I don't want our football team to forget how we even had the opportunity to have remote success a year ago. It wasn't because we went out and beat people. We beat people in January, February, March, April, May, June, July, and August when nobody was watching. And it's this time of year, it's what just happened the last 9 weeks, that the reality, that's when you win football games.
The Cyclones say they are not satisfied after last season.
It's really easy when a program that maybe hasn't had success has a little success, you start to think you're better than you are. And the reality of it is we still haven't done anything yet. We got a lot to do and a lot to prove, and we can't forget how we got to be able to have some success and taste success in our football program.
Kyle Kemp opens spring as the number one quarterback after being granted an extra year of eligibility. Iowa State's spring game is set for April 14th. Well, the NFL's catch rule would get less complicated if team owners approve recommendations from the powerful competition committee. One of the first orders of business when the league's annual meetings begin Monday will be a proposal by the committee to clarify what is a catch. Commissioner Roger Goodell said during the week of the Super Bowl he would urge simplification of the rules. NFL football operations chief Troy Vincent says catch, no catch is at the top of everyone's minds. Also, the Chiefs have inked defensive tackle Xavier Williams after the Cardinals declined to match Kansas City's offer for the restricted free agent. The 6'2", 309-pound Williams started twice and appeared in 23 games over the past two seasons in Arizona, making 28 tackles and earning a reputation as someone who can plug up the run. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.